Tropical.com.
The CDC is predicting a spike in flu cases before the month ends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the partial government shutdown continuing, about 800,000 federal employees are not getting paid today. Republican Senator Shelley Capito says this isn't good that folks aren't getting paid.
We have prison guards in my area. We have federal prison guards I'm very concerned about. Obviously, a lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck. That is going to, I think, put additional pressure on everybody.
And at midnight tonight, this will become the longest shutdown in history. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first four states to legalize marijuana for recreational use were Colorado and Washington in 2014 and Alaska and Oregon in 2015. Just because it's legal, though, doesn't mean your employer approves of it. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Alex Berenson. He's author of the book Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. And one of the things I asked him is some of the issues that employers are having regarding marijuana.
So no surprise, a lot of employers don't want to deal with their employees using marijuana. And so this has actually been a very contentious issue around employment law, but it's clear that this is, you know, this has just set up a whole bunch of court fights where people say, well, I need it medically. And the employer says, you know, we don't want you using this. And they, you know, and there are sort of long drawn out battles about whether it's okay or not.
Berenson continues about the main message in his book.
The focus of my book is really on marijuana's link to severe mental illness, especially psychosis, and the link to violence that psychosis produces. And so, the reason the book is called Tell Your Children is I want parents to be able to know that this stuff is so much stronger than it was when they used it. It really is. The patterns of use have changed. And when you use potent cannabis or pure THC in your adolescence, that's a bad thing for your brain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miller from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're going to get right into the weather here and all. So this afternoon, we got sunny weather again with a high near 36 degrees, a northwest wind from 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, though, mostly clear with a low around 20 degrees. Northwest winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. And Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 39. Northwest winds from 3 to 8 miles per hour. So make sure you keep an eye for that black ice that's out there. And we want to make sure that everybody drives safely out there. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimosa Flemington, and this is Get Healthy Hunterdon, and have we got a show for you. Many of you that live here in Hunterdon County are always driving around these wonderful back roads that we have, and you see these magnificent beasts called horses running around in the fields, kicking up their heels, and you're saying, gee, I wonder who the heck can afford these things and all, or how can these people do it, or what do they do with them and all? Well, we have a wonderful show today from individuals that are here from Mainstream, which is in Old Wick, New Jersey. And they're going to talk about what they actually do with these horses and how they help individuals that have issues that they need to take care of. So we've got two representatives from them. One is Trish.
Hi, I'm Trish Hagerman.
And one is Karen.
And
they're going to tell us a little bit about what it is about mainstream. So tell us a little bit about who you guys are.
I'll go first. This is Trish Hagerman. I'm the executive director of Mainstream. I've been very fortunate to be in that position for the past 2.5 years. And as Ron said, we are in Old Wick, New Jersey, right on Old Turnpike, so right past downtown. And we have 12 beautiful acres. On 12 beautiful acres, we house 14 gorgeous horses that help us do our job. The Mainstream is a nonprofit, and we have a mission to provide equine-assisted therapy services and adaptive riding for children and adults with special needs. And so basically what that means is that we provide horseback riding lessons in a recreation sense for people, and we also have therapy. So on our staff, we have licensed and credentialed occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, physical therapists, and we provide counseling services. So we have counselors on staff as well for a mental health piece.
My gosh, how big is this barn? This is like a thing that's exploding here and all. How many people do you actually have there? Now, are there full-time people? Are there part-time people? Are there a lot of volunteers?
Right. So we have a combination of full-time and part-time staff. We have about 21 or 22 people on staff, seven of which are full-time. Everyone else is part-time for us. And because we serve mostly children and adults, we have most of our program happening in the after-school hours and on Saturdays. So we're able to have people who have other obligations during the day, and then they come work for us in the afternoons and evenings. We have about 235 volunteers that help us throughout the year. On any given week, we probably have about 50 people, 50 to 60 people, depending. We run our program in sessions. So we do 7 riding sessions a year. Some sessions are 4 weeks long. Some sessions are 8 weeks. And people come and ride for half an hour once a week during their session. Therapy is a medical practice, basically, and so we run that in plans of care. And so a plan of care might be 4 weeks, it might be 4 months. It really depends working with the therapist and the client so we can be sure that they're going to reach their goals with us.
Wow. This is amazing. So how does you get a prescription from a medical doctor saying you have to go get a horse ride? What is it that happens here?
So in New Jersey, you actually don't need to have a referral to get therapy services. So it is usually, though, a recommendation. We get a lot of people who are recommended from their child's pediatrician. We have people who are recommended from friends or neighbors, people who get a recommendation from somebody who's already in our program, and they come. We have pretty extensive paperwork, as you can imagine, because we want to make sure that everyone is safe. Safety is our number one goal. So we make sure that everyone fills out all the medical paperwork and puts down their goals, what they're trying to accomplish. They come in, they do a screening with us for about 15 minutes. We put the potential client on the horse, make sure that they're going to be comfortable with that. And then they have a conversation with the therapist and the parent, generally, about what goals they have. It's very similar to if you go to a physical therapist and you have a problem that you're trying to mm-hmm. work out, and they plan out how many sessions they think it's going to take to do that. People who come to us are anywhere from the ages of 2. For therapy, we start as young as 2, and most of them go up into their teenage years. And they can have diagnosis everything from cystic fibrosis, cerebral palsy. They might be somewhere on the autism spectrum, and everything in between. So really any kind of there are a lot of different kinds of diagnosis that are going to be able to benefit from our services.
That's incredible. So how does somebody, first of all, find out about you? Do you guys advertise to the medical community about this, the therapist and things? Or is this kind of like word of mouth and like certain support groups know about you and don't know about you?
So it's an excellent question. The answer is yes to everything that you said. We have certain pediatricians who we have a number of clients who come to us from. We have certain support groups, different schools. There are a lot of schools around the area that serve the kind of clients that we have. And so one person knows and one person might tell their friend, you know, hey, I do riding. The children that have therapy with us, they say that they're doing horseback riding. They're really not doing horseback riding. They're really doing a therapy. But I would say 90% of our clients, possibly higher, do a number of different therapies. So they might have speech in school, and then they come to us and also have speech. And so we're really very different in terms of, you know, they're not sitting in a classroom. It's very dynamic. It's very interesting. You know, obviously you're dealing with a living horse right there. And right. So we're able to offer something that they don't get in a typical therapy environment. The way our therapy sessions are structured is they're 45 minutes generally for most of our clients. And we have a clinic on site as well. And so most clients do about half an hour on the horse, and they do about 15 minutes in the clinic, either before or after, depending on what they're trying to accomplish. They might warm up in the clinic, or they might extend what they've done on the horse in the clinic afterwards.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, very, very good. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back then.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, we are back, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Hunterdon, and our show is called Get Healthy Hunterdon. We always want to find out a little bit about what's going on in Hunterdon County and how it can help the individuals that live here. And today we have two great representatives from Mainstream, which is located in Old Wick, New Jersey, and we have Trish and we have Karen. So off air, we were talking a little bit about the different programs that you have, the riding facility and the programs itself. So Trish, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that riding program you were talking about off air?
Sure, absolutely. So we had, before the break, we were talking a little bit about therapy, and that's with our licensed therapists. We also have an adaptive riding program, which is basically a recreational riding program, and that is for people who wouldn't be able to ride in a typical barn environment. And so our instructors are able to really adapt their lessons to meet the needs of the client. And it might be, I think the easiest example of that are people who might have some kind of a paralysis on one side of their body or something, and so that they need the reins to be special for them so that they can use only one hand. You know, the other thing, we sometimes have people who have a developmental challenge, and they might not be able to follow multi-step directions. And so our instructors will be able to chunk out the information so that they'll be able to be successful. And, you know, that really is a program where you're talking about health and wellness, and that really is a recreation program that gives people you know, a chance to exercise and to do something in pretty much the same way that they're typically developing peers would. And horse, anybody who's been on a horse knows it's very good for the legs, very good for the core. It's one of those sports that looks really easy, but really it's much more difficult. And, you know, we're really fortunate to be able to do all these programs because of our fabulous volunteers. And Karen is actually one of our rock star volunteers. She serves on our board of directors, and she also is one of our program volunteers. And she spent a lot of her time doing therapy and being a therapy volunteer. So maybe Karen can talk a little bit about how we use volunteers in what we do.
Our volunteers are all, we have people who lead the horses, which would be an adaptive. We have people who I do is I long line the horse, and that's where a line is attached to the horse's bit, and so I'm controlling the horse from behind, which really works for therapy to get like the good horse movement. And also we have sidewalkers that are there to support the client or be there, you know, in case of something happened, like if the horse spooks or, you know, jumps some way. And then we all work as a team. So with the therapist, we may, if she's doing for speech, they do like conversation and social engaging, like with teaching them greetings. And so the client may have to go around and greet all of us and say, you know, hello, how are you? How was your weekend? And then we get to ask the client that back, and they have to respond back to us. So we all interact. If it was in physical therapy, sometimes they play with balls or do games. So there might be a volunteer that's, you know, throwing the ball back and forth with the client.
Oh, okay.
And so they're doing things. They might be moving on the horse and throwing the ball at the same time. And so the volunteer's helping with that. So we, as volunteers, we just, it's just so fulfilling to be able to do that. Like here we are, as some of us are horse people, some of us are not. And Mainstream does a great orientation and training for anybody who would like to get involved. So you don't have to have, you know, horse experience to come and do it. So it's a very fulfilling experience working with the clients and seeing like their progress. Like in therapy, we see them reaching their therapy goals, and adaptive riding, we see them learning a new riding skill, like turning with their reins or making the horse move, or in speech therapy, having a client be motivated by the horse and say cause and effect, like I want the horse to move, so they have to say go or walk on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just, for me, it's just a happy, fulfilling thing to be a part of and to be a team with something like this that's going on to help someone.
This is so amazing and stuff. So what you've done is you've taken the sterile environment of, say, a physical therapist or an occupational therapist, a hospital or a rehab center and stuff, and you've moved it into a very, you know, neutral position and stuff, a barn of all places and stuff, a horse and stuff, working around and stuff. And what a great way to start engaging the so coming from a chiropractic background and stuff, you know, the nervous system and stuff, and stimulating subconsciously, though, because like you said, some of your clients may not be able to, you know, mentally or, you know, to consciously engage those muscles or the speech pathway or things like that. And here you make it into a game and things that, you know, they're not even thinking. They're working and having therapy, but, you know, they're on this huge horse moving around, you know, the paddock and things like that. What a great idea and stuff, you know?
I was going to say you should be hired because that is exactly, you've put into words exactly what it is. And I think that that's what makes it so exciting. As I said, most of our clients have multiple challenges. And so they are, for the most part, going to be in therapy for most of their life. They if they're in a typical school, they'll do a pullout for in school. A lot of them go to more specialized schools. Some of them are in group home situations. You know, our riders, a lot of them are adults, and they might be in a group home or they might be in a different kind of a living situation. But therapy is always going to be something that's part of their mm-hmm. life. And so, you know, being able to do some of their therapy in some place that's at least interesting and exciting. And, you know, for some of our children too, they, the riding, you know, being able to do a sport just like their typically developing peers is very, very important. And, you know, we're able to offer them that. We have had some riders who also are able to move on to a typical barn. You know, they have gotten to a point where they are able to follow the instructions. You know, we have also had clients, actually riders who've been with us for, you know, 30 years. Basically,
wow.
You know, because they like it that much and really enjoy it and are making progress. So, you know, and I think part of what we do really well at Mainstream, as Karen was saying, is this team environment. The whole model that we use is based on a team. You know, in therapy, it's the therapist and the volunteers and the
right.
client. And in riding, we have some riders that are independent, and we have some riders that need two sidewalkers and a leader. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's just exciting to be able to, you know, see progress and to have those teams form. Our volunteers, we start at 14. So anyone who's 14 and over,
oh,
if you have
okay.
any interest in horses or even the work we do, as Karen said, we have people who are really big horse people who have their own horses and have ridden for years. And we have people who just think what we do sounds cool and they don't have any experience either with our population or with horses.
Right.
We do a pretty specified training. And as I said earlier, safety is a really big priority for us. So we teach everyone how to be safe and to have fun. You know, for the most part, this is very fun. You know, our clients come in
yeah.
excited and raring to go. And, you know, for a lot of them, this is the best half hour, 45 minutes they spend during the week. So.
I was going to say, how often do you go to a physical therapist or a speech therapist and you're like, oh, yeah, let's get started and stuff. You know, here you come to your facility and stuff and, you know, just the sensory input and stuff, the visual, the smell, the tactile sensation, you can't get that kind of stuff in like a sterile environment of a physical therapist or an occupational hospital or rehab center and things like that. This is incredible. Why don't we talk a little bit about the main character here, though, and stuff, other than the client that's coming in and that humongous animal that's kind of like the center of everything and all. How do you get these guys and gals and what are they, what kind of training you put them through? Mm-hmm. What is their background? What do they eat? You know, what goes on with these guys?
All excellent questions. And, you know, most of our horses are donated to us. They are in their second or third career at Mainstream.
Oh, okay.
Yep, there are a variety of different breeds. And anyone actually who's driven past our farm, we have a very specific breed that's very recognizable. They're called Fjords. They are Norwegian horses.
Oh.
They're very distinctive looking, right, Karen?
They're, yes, they're from the movie, a lot of little girls know them from the movie Frozen.
Oh, Frozen.
Yes.
That big, the big one?
Yes. That's the
so they look just like him?
Yeah.
They have very distinctive manes. They're buff colored and they have, their manes are three different colors and they are very stocky. So for therapy and actually for riding, they're very good because they're pretty wide and they're very stable. And so, as I said, they're usually second or third career. A lot of them are show horses before they come to us, all of our horses. They're, I think the youngest one now is maybe 12 or 13. Our oldest one is, I think, 26. So, you know, they are a very special temperament as well. They need to be able to be calm. They need to be attentive. They need to be able to sort of, you know, do what they're told. They need to be ready for the unpredictable, as Karen probably knows. In therapy, unpredictable things happen.
Sure.
Our client's weight is balanced differently sometimes. They sometimes are not in control of their body 100%. And most people know when you squeeze a horse with your legs, that's the signal to get them to walk on. Sometimes people will squeeze a horse with their legs and they do not want them to walk on. And so our horses need to, yeah, they need to be able to develop that. And we also, you know, if you're a horse at Mainstream, you have a pretty nice life, I think. You know, uh-huh. You work for a few hours a day. Our horses stay out most of the time, and that's where horses like to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 12 acres and, you know, 5 fields for them to
hang
out in. And hundreds of volunteers that like to come and pet them and take
groom
care
them.
And groom them. And so it's great. And we have a lot of people who support us financially, and that's also really important. We try to keep our program really affordable for our clients, knowing that, you know, a family that has a special needs child, there's a lot of financial constraints on you already. And so we do try to keep our programs affordable. And anyone who's had a horse knows, and as you said at the beginning, they're expensive. They eat a lot. And so we make up that difference between what people pay us for our services and what we really need from donations.
Oh, okay. So that's how you fund that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we have a very supportive community, and, you know, starting with our board of directors who are supportive with their time and with their finances. And so it's a nice partnership.
Mm, very, very good. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. We are having an exciting show here today with Trish and Karen from Mainstream, which is located in Oldwick, New Jersey. So off air, we were talking about so many things and stuff. It's hard to narrow down just a few topics to squeeze into our short period of time here and all. So we thought maybe a typical day in the life of a volunteer, a horse, and a client and stuff coming in. So, Trish or Karen, who wants to jump in and talk to us about this?
Okay. Typically, as a volunteer, you would show up, and your main thing is the horses that we would be using that day for the clients. You're usually there for a block of maybe 2 to 4 hours, depending what the time slot is.
Oh, so it's not a lot of time that you're the volunteering and stuff. Okay.
Right.
Some people would think, oh, my God, I got to do a whole day and things. But like you said, it's broken up into different segments then.
Right,
okay.
Right. And even if you can't volunteer for a whole time slot, they're willing to have you come, like I only can do you know, the first 2 hours, and then they get another volunteer to come in and finish the bottom half.
Oh, okay.
We have people who work all day, and so they're on a schedule of, like, when they get out of work and,
sure.
and then having to get there, or high school, a lot of high school students.
This would probably be good for, like, a community. They have to put so many community hours in
yes.
or something?
Yes, that's exactly yeah. right. And we do get a chunk of high school kids who come to do that. And we have a summer camp. And it's fantastic because we can they can knock out their 20 hours in a week of volunteering for us.
Okay.
So, yeah, something to keep in mind.
Okay. So your typical, atypical volunteer, Karen?
A typical volunteer, when they would show up, then would look at, you know, the schedule, what horses are being used. They would start grooming them and, you know, and taking out all the tack. And the first horse being used would get tacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who's either the leader or a longliner would go out there and warm the horse up for 15, at least 15 minutes.
So what do you mean, like, warm up? You take them for a ride around and stuff like that? Or you just walk them around?
Well, you'd be walking them around the ring. Mm-hmm. And, like, the longliner would have the lines connected to the bridle. And they would, the bit, and so they would be warming them up. And so the therapists, they let us know, like, they need to do a lot of stops and starts. They need to slow their pace down a little and get it a little more even.
Mm-hmm.
Do turns with them. And you know, by doing the turns, you're, like, warming up their muscles and things. So that they're loose and relaxed when we put the client on for them.
So with our radio audience and stuff, give me a visual of what this facility looks like where they're actually working and stuff. Is it like a closet? Is it like a bedroom size? Do you have like a big indoor riding rink?
Yes. Yes, we have we have a barn that has, you know, all the stalls in it,
mm-hmm.
and then walkways that you tack and groom the horses in,
okay.
and then we walk in, which is connected to the indoor arena,
mm-hmm.
and we come in, and that's where we warm the horses up, and then we have, once the client comes out, we go into an area that's called a mounting area, and that's where we bring them through, and there's a ramp that the client goes up so that they're even with the horse.
Okay.
So some people are, you know, if they're a younger child, they're lifted and put it on,
mm-hmm.
or they step on to the horse, or if they're, like, in a wheelchair, we have a lift that physically lifts the client out of the wheelchair and moves it, onto the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we come out of the mounting area and we go into the arena. And that's when the therapist tells whoever's leading or longlining the horse, like, we are going to do, you know, we're going to warm the horse up now. We're going to do 2 laps in each direction.
Mm-hmm.
We might start doing stops and starts with the horse, like where you might do 5 times around the ring and stop the horse for 2 seconds. And it's like, it's almost like an abrupt change to get, like, you know,
a movement
change with the horse for
sure.
them. With the speech therapist, they'll stop and start doing maybe their greetings. And so, and if it's a beautiful day, we'll, like, ask the client if they'd like to go outside.
Oh, wow.
And we're able to go outside, and we have an outdoor arena that we can go to.
Mm-hmm.
We have little trail areas that we can walk on, and you know, in between we can stop and do some therapy things or speech.
Mm, okay.
Yes. So it's
meanwhile, what's the horse doing with all during this time? Is he just sitting there munching away and stuff, or is he looking around?
No, they're supposed to be attentive to the leader or the mm-hmm. longliner, and usually they're very good with paying attention.
Right.
And
for them and stuff, you know, horses I know can get bored because I've seen a lot of fences chewed up and things like that and stuff. So I understand that, you know, you give them a purpose every day and stuff. I know that with the dogs and things like that. You give them a purpose, they're ready to do it. And, you know, at the nighttime and stuff, they're tired and they're ready to go to sleep. They're not running around and chewing and things like that then and all. So I would think that the same thing happens. The horses have a job. They love to do something, and they probably love all the attention and things that's going around. And they also probably get a connection with that individual that's on their back and things,
yes,
right?
I think it's almost like they realize that this is a special person on their back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even special when the client gets off the horse, and a lot of the horses would, like, turn their head and either put it, like, in the lap of the person in the wheelchair so they can, you know, pet them and say goodbye. A lot of our clients sometimes get off and, you know, wrap their arms around the horse's neck to say goodbye. And it's like, that's like the most warming thing to see at the end.
Yeah.
The bond between the horse and the client. And, you know, the
infection. And how often do you get that in a hospital environment or like a rehab environment with your therapist or so, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I think, you know, because the of the challenges that our clients have, knowing that they have to do therapies, and most of them are very aware that they're going to need to do, you know, therapy for mm-hmm. a while or forever with, you know, breaks built in, but to have that connection with the horse and be able to sort of recognize that this is sort of a special thing and, you know, to see those smiles. It's, you know, it's a fabulous part of my day. I have to be honest. It's the favorite part of my day when we start doing this.
And again, like we've been reiterating, what a great way to do a therapy that is always looked upon as like, you know, oh my God, I got to go do this again and stuff, you know, to actually, you know, not even think about it being a therapy and stuff like that, but kind of a fun thing to do and things. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've recognized that the sort of healing power of horses is just phenomenal. And, you know, you don't even really need to have a particular affinity for horses before you sort of make this connection. You know, we have a program, as I was saying earlier, for veterans. And, you know, they come and it's not necessarily a riding program. There is just so much benefit between connecting with the horse and doing the grooming and mm-hmm. leading them. And we have a field trip program that does very similar work. And it's, you know, all about fun and making this sort of different connection and how are people using their skills and sort of putting their mind in a place. It's just, you know, being in a different environment and you know, the connection. And I use that word a lot, but that really is what it is. We have a program for people living with cancer, and that is a riding program.
Oh,
and
okay.
It is open to people in any stage of their cancer journey, whether they've just been diagnosed, they're in treatment, they're past treatment. And it is a really uplifting program because people are able to get control of their body again. You know, cancer is one of those diseases that really you are out of control of your body, and it's your body's unpredictable. You don't know how it's going to react and how it's going to be afterwards. And, you know, getting on a horse, if you've never done it before, it's like, wow, look at what I can do. And if you have done it before, it's sort of this return to something that you were able to do before you had cancer.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, that part of the program, it's a riding lesson, but it also is the community. It's a very small program. We do 4 people at a time, but you know, you have this big commonality, and you know, the horses being there, you know, we always tell people, even if you don't feel up to riding, you know, maybe you had chemo and you're not feeling so great, come anyway, just come and be with the horses. And the repetitive nature of taking care of a horse, you know, anyone who's groomed a horse, extremely repetitive, but there's something with that, that is just really, really good for people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have summer camp, as well, like I said, and that's just all fun and chaos and joy. And again, the horses have a different role in that as well. You know, they, you know, 10 horses at a time, 10 campers at a time of all different, it's for typically developing kids as well. And so we have kids with special needs. They're typically developing peers, and everyone changes horses every day, and they learn how to take care of the horses. So the horses get to do a lot of different things over the course of the day and the year. So I think it keeps them interested and engaged as well.
Oh, yeah.
The change.
Yeah. So, isn't that interesting? So what would be like a client and stuff? What kind of people maybe with their afflictions or their people would call them handicaps, or we just call them challenges and stuff. What kind of
I can give you a couple of different examples. So we have, there's a client, he is 25 years old now. He has cerebral palsy, and he uses a wheelchair for the most part. He's been doing physical therapy with us and riding with us on and off for probably 5 or 10 years now.
Oh.
And so he is a very good Special Olympic athlete on his own. He does a lot of track and field and has been really successful in that area. And he comes to us for strength kinds of things. And with his upper body, usually. And, you know, has been able to, it's a different kind of a workout. And for him, the therapy is very much of a workout kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client who comes to us just for riding, who was the victim of domestic abuse when he was an infant.
Oh.
And so he was born typical and then suffered a very horrendous physical abuse when he was an infant. He is 20 now and he rides with us. And a lot of it is just for the fun of being able to do it. But the benefit is core strength. Being able to sit up and, you know, for a lot of clients, it, you know, keeps them from backsliding. And a lot of them have physical conditions that you'd really just have to be on top of that. So, you know, that's two clients like that. We have people who have just a combination of genetic things that maybe aren't even identified necessarily. And so they come for a bunch of different reasons. I would say most people who do therapy with us, physical and occupational, it is balance and strength issues. A lot of crossing from midline, and so some of their exercises will be crossing their midline mm-hmm. from one side to the other. And speech, the bulk of our speech practice right now are children on the autism spectrum with autism spectrum disorder.
Oh, okay.
And doing mostly kinds of social speech sort of situations.
Yeah.
And communication, everyday kinds of communication.
See, you would never think of like a horse, you know, prompting a child or, you know, an adult and things that has that disconnect in the brain with like the speech area and stuff to really be effective or even thought of to do something like that.
I would say speech is actually our largest practice. And
really?
Right now we have two therapists in each discipline. So I have two PTs,
oh,
two
wow.
OTs, two speech therapists. Actually, I think I'm with three speech therapists right now. And, you know, because it is such a large, there's such a large need. And I think, especially in speech, anything that's going to be outside of sitting face-to-face in a room with someone is extremely, extremely useful.
So you've noticed that and stuff.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing? You get out of that sterile environment once again and stuff, and you make it fun.
Yeah.
You introduce
yes.
an animal type of thing, and it's just wild. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, in these practices, and with any therapy, usually the model is that you have a plan of care for a certain amount of months. You take a little break. Maybe you come back. And we have a lot of clients who move between disciplines. So we have people who might do PT for 4 months. They take a few months off. They come back, and maybe they'll do OT next time. So, you know, which is nice. And we've been trying to expand also our counseling services. And, you know, we have teenagers who are part of that practice who come to us, and a lot of different kinds of people who just really want that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of groundwork. And we have a mental health counselor who helps to facilitate those. But, you know, a lot of different kinds of groups. We've been able to partner with Good Grief, which is a group for children who have lost a family member, and they are based in Morristown and in Princeton, and they've come out a couple of times to work with the horses. So there are just a lot of different groups that can benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we even have like some seniors that come,
yeah,
and they come and like groom the horses. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and get some time with the horse. So that's a lot of it's been great feedback.
Yes,
on the, how much they've loved it coming out to the barn and spending an hour or so there. It's been.
A group
nice.
From the Somerset Adult Day Center who have come out, and most of them have dementia of some level. And so, it's a lovely
Who would have
trip.
Even thought of that connection, though? Oh, my God, that's incredible.
Right, and it's amazing what they tell you because, you know, it'll bring back, you know, certain things. Like a lot of them or a few of the group who come had horses when they were kids. And so they'll talk about that. And with people who have dementia, sometimes faraway memories are much easier for them to recall. And
right.
so it's lovely. It really is actually quite nice, to be honest. We think our horses can do anything. And so there are lots of different groups that we're happy to have come out to the farm because they, they are able to really cross a lot of different spectrums.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh. Karen, give me one of your favorite stories of something that happened in there at the facility.
I would say one of my favorite stories is when I was volunteering with a particular girl and she could not speak. And when they would ask her, how do you want the horse to move? She had Velcroed to this little belt on the horse that said walk on. And she would take that off and hand it to the speech therapist. And I stopped volunteering on the day that she was coming and went to a different day. And one day I was substituting and she was there. And I actually heard her say the word walk on to get the horse to move. And I literally formed tears in my eyes hearing that. Like that is like, it was so moving.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently had another client that was doing some physical therapy, and she reached her goals, and she moved on to adaptive riding, where she could start learning horse riding skills, you know, holding reins and all that. And it was a happy moment that she reached her goals, and also it was sad for us that we were going to miss this little girl moving on to adaptive, and I hope that I can substitute one day and see her learning to ride a horse now.
Isn't that something?
So just those kind of things are just very special, like the goals that people reach and you get to hear them and see them happening.
Yeah. Those are always the good feel things that I love to hear from the, you know, the different products or services that we have on the air and stuff. You know, the changes that go on with what you're doing and stuff like that. You know, people think, oh, horseback riding, but look at what you do. You get people to, you know, to talk, to interact, to have better core, you know, strength and things like that. That's excellent. Cheers. I know you're dying to give me one of your favorite stories, but I'm going to put you on. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come right back, Trish is going to tell us about her favorite story.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we're having an exciting talk here with Trish and Karen that are representing the mainstream from Oldwick, New Jersey. So I'm not going to hold them back anymore. Trish is just dying to tell her favorite story. So Trish, please, don't hold back anymore.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, one of my favorite stories, it's you know, a little bit sad as well, but I think it just really highlights how impactful our programs can be. It's our participant from our Horses for Healing program, which is our program for people living with cancer. And a woman came to us, and she was fairly advanced in her disease and was at the time we didn't know, but was only months away from passing away from brain cancer, but had ridden earlier in her life and was just really dying to get back on a horse. And when she first came to us, she was a little unsteady on her feet, but, you know, able to be on the horse. And we had two sidewalkers and a leader. And just the joy of the 4 weeks that she spent with us was fantastic. I mean, absolutely fantastic. She was lovely. It was, you could tell by, she brought her brother with her, she brought a friend with her, and just being able to give her that really positive experience, you know, it was just a fantastic feeling for everyone who was involved, you know, and even though it didn't have, you know, she was not able to recover from her disease, it's still, those 4 weeks were just really meaningful, though. Those 4 hour, that 4 hour period that she was able to be with us was fantastic. So, you know, like I said, we are able to, I think, really be a positive force in people's lives. And I know that the volunteers for that program got as much out of it as, or get as much out of it as the people who are actually participating. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think Karen did a great job of speaking to that as well, that it's really all about the team and everything. You know, and we are, you had asked me about, what we might need from the community. And one of the things that we have coming up is our summer camp. And I've talked about it a couple of times, but we are always looking for volunteers. We run starting in around June 17th that week, and we run all the way through August, and we run from 9 to 2 every day. It's for children with special needs, and they're typically developing peers. So we actually get a lot of siblings who come. And so if there's a sibling maybe who's on the autism spectrum and they have a typically developing sibling, there are really not a lot of camps that can accommodate both of those children and have them do similar or really the same kinds of tasks during
the camp. Very specialized, yeah.
And so we're able to do that. We do a riding lesson. We do arts and crafts that are, of course, horse-themed. We do games that are horse-themed. because it's hot out all the time, we do a lot of water play with the horses. Mm-hmm. And it's just really fantastic. And we end the week with a little horse show so that they can show off their skills for their parents. We have 10 participants usually per week. We need about 20 to 25 volunteers each week. And so it's a great opportunity for high school kids to come. It's a great opportunity for people who are teachers or who have summers off, who might want to, do a little bit of time. And we do train everybody and everything. Our volunteer slots during the rest of the year, and we also actually continue with our riding and therapy programs during the summer too. We usually ask for a weekly commitment for maybe 4 or 8 weeks in a row, and it's the same time every week. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely predictable, which I think is also pretty good. Nice chance to be outside.
Are you guys closed any time during the year?
We do close
like
for
that?
2 weeks. We're just off of a 2 week break right now, so we close for 2 weeks in the winter. We also try to take a 2 week break in August, and we usually take about a week around spring, kind of before camp starts.
Get ready.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah, exactly.
Give the horses a little break too.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Exactly. They need to decompress. The 2 weeks in August is really important for them. You know, like how kids are when they come out of 10 weeks of camp or 8 weeks of camp. That's what the horses are like. So that's that's kind of what we have on our plate. We're also planning. We talked before about how grateful we are to the community for their financial support. And one of the ways that that people do contribute to us is we have a couple of big fundraisers, and we do have one coming up in June. We do a Boot Scootin' Barbecue, and it's a fantastic, really fun, kind of low-key event. It's about 300 guests, so there's plenty of room for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's on
now,
June.
Now, what was that? Poop Scootin' Barbecue?
Boot Scootin'.
Oh, Boot Scootin'. Okay.
Although poop scooping, that might not be a bad one for us to investigate, get everything cleaned up.
That's a volunteer job.
Yeah, exactly. That is a volunteer job. We have it on at a horse farm in Bedminster, and you can find out details about that on our website. You can also find out about how to volunteer with us on our website. We have...
And what would that website be?
Our website is mainstreamnj.org. And so MAINESTREAMNJ.org. You can find out about volunteering. There's a lot of information about that. There's also the dates of our volunteer orientations on there. Our volunteer orientations are about an hour and a half or 2 hours each time.
Oh, so that's very little commitment.
It is very little,
and
it's very
hands-on.
And so you can tell pretty quickly whether this is going to be something that you're going to be really interested in doing.
Right.
We have about 15 people who train at the same time, it's not – so there's a lot of other people going through it with you, which I think is really good.
Very good. So. All right, so we've got the website, which is –
mainstreamnj.org.
Okay. You're on Facebook, Twitter,
Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram a little bit. Facebook is probably our main social media. We post cute pictures of our horses.
People can see things. What's going on and things like that.
Absolutely.
With the website.
Okay. Absolutely. And our website has a lot of great information on there too. If you're interested in being a rider or a client, or you know somebody who is, you can certainly point them to that. All the paperwork that they need is on there, and there's a lot of information about exactly what happens. And we are always happy to talk on the phone. As you can tell, I have no problem talking about our program. Karen talks about our program. We have staff that are happy to do that. And our phone number is 908-439-9636.
Very good. All right, we've got 2 minutes left, so Want to wrap it up and tell people what you want them to remember?
That, you know, we have a lot of opportunities for people volunteer-wise. If you want to get some more experience with horses, we'd love to have you. If you know anyone who might want to take advantage of our services, we'd love to have you. We do programs for Girl Scouts who are working on badges. We do field trips for special ed and typically developing classrooms. You know, we are happy to investigate partnerships with any kind of group. Like Karen mentioned, we have seniors who come. We have worked with people who are dealing with grief. There's just a lot of opportunity, I think, all over the place. Yeah. Veterans and our veterans and our Horses for Healing program are both free of charge. And so I think that those are both really good opportunities. So, you know, if you want to investigate anything about our programs, like I said, give me a call. I'm happy to talk about us all day long. So.
Right. That sounds good.
And our volunteers, you just don't have to volunteer with program either. We can use volunteers for our fundraisers. We have like a big committee that we put together. So if that's more your thing that you would like to work on an event, you can do that or do some maybe some office work or something.
Okay, website design, maintenance, building maintenance and stuff, I would assume, and things like that.
Yes, so, we have a lot of fences, and we have a one facility guy who would love to have help with our fences. So there's a lot of opportunity. You know, we are a working farm, and so there's a lot of things that, that can be
go
done.
On with that. No.
Yeah, work groups, corporate work groups, we host a lot of those.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're looking for your company to do something together, come on out and spend a day at the farm.
All right, very good. That was excellent. We didn't have enough time to cover, I know, all the things that we wanted to and stuff. So what I'd like to do is invite you guys back again at a upcoming Monday and things like that that would fit into your schedule. Otherwise, we're going to say, everybody, please listen to, volunteer, and come out and check this place out. It's worth the drive from wherever you are in Huntington County, and the rewards that you'll get both personally, spiritually, emotionally, and stuff will be incredible. So with that, this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington and Get Healthy Hunterdon. And we are not going to have a radio show next Monday because it's Martin Luther King Day. But we will be back the following week with another exciting hour and stuff. So until then, be healthy and stay well.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, chamberradio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would back pay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
The suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The CDC is predicting a spike in flu cases before the month ends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the partial government shutdown continuing, about 800,000 federal employees are not getting paid today. Republican Senator Shelley Capito says this isn't good that folks aren't getting paid.
We have prison guards in my area. We have federal prison guards I'm very concerned about. Obviously, a lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck. That is going to, I think, put additional pressure on everybody.
And at midnight tonight, this will become the longest shutdown in American history. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go.